Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, listen. The presence of the Lord is here. On one accord.
What I do. I am Pastor Priscilla McCray of International Prayer Center, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you callers for calling in and hearing a word from God. Amen. I just want you to know that if ever you would like to say something, just press, I believe it's the number 6 on your phone. If not, you would have heard the indicator on what number to press if you would love to say a word, amen, or comment on what's going on the show tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you your scripture. And while you're getting your scripture together, we're going to go into a moment of prayer. Amen. Because, again, interceding is what I do. Amen. There is something that has been placed, amen, in my heart to pray for. And I understand that a lot of us are going through right now. We're experiencing a lot of things that are happening right now, and we're just going to give it a name, amen, and that is some warfare. There are warfare going on in our lives. We don't understand it. We don't know how to deal with it, amen, but we're going to pray and ask God to deliver us from the circumstances dealing with our daily warfare, amen. As we go into the throne room, keep someone in your heart, keep someone in your mind, amen. If you feel it necessary, appoint them to this blog talk message on this thing, amen, because I understand that someone will receive some healing from this, amen. As we go into our throne room, let our hearts be open and ready to receive, amen, to be able to give a word unto our fellow man and pray one for another. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I come to you with praise and thanksgiving, in worship and in humbleness. And through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, I ask for you to quicken me in my Heavenly Father's voice, amen, and reveal to me any unconfessed sin that I may have in my heart at any time for any of my brethren, Lord. For your word said that if I have an out with my brethren, that I am to call on to my brethren. So, Heavenly Father, I ask for you to forgive me of everything and every thought that is in my mind that is not like you. I ask for you to forgive me for every member of my family, every partner of this Christian world, Lord God, everything that is going on in International Prayer Center, everything that is going on our prayer line for Christ, for every member, Lord God, for every member in those extended families, Lord God, from the sins that are known and unknown, and the transgressions, the iniquities, the trespassers, the grudges, the unforgiveness, Lord God, that we have in our hearts at this time. And wash each and every one of us, Lord God, clean with the precious blood of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you to cleanse us, Lord God, and destroy any witchcraft prayers. I said it, Lord God. Any witchcraft prayers, any charismatic witchcraft prayers, any psychic witchcraft prayers, Lord God, any side effects, any things or any influences, and any witchcraft prayers, Lord God, that has been prayed over us, I ask you to destroy any defilement, any hexes, any curses, any, Lord God, anything that has been placed in our lives, Lord God, any incantations, any chains, flavels, snares, and the traps of all of those infections, Lord God, anything that will hold us back to receive and to walk, Lord God, according to your word, circumstantially, anything that will keep us, Lord God, from doing your will, Lord God, I ask you to destroy the assignments, the plans, and the works of Satan that has against us. I ask you to call your anointing to break and destroy the yokes of every bondage that is over us, Lord Jesus. I ask you to pull down any and all demonic strongholds, any vain imaginations, and every high thought that exalts itself against you, Lord God, the acknowledgement of you, God, and bring every thought captivity to obedience of Christ according to the seconds, and every thought of, Lord God, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, Lord God, and each and one of us, Lord, we are asking, Lord God, that you destroy every demonic spell, witchcraft spell, any voodoo, black magic spell, Lord God, white magic spell, and all of the side effects in each of us, Lord God. Lord Jesus, I ask that you destroy every false prophecy that has ever been prophesied over us, Lord God. Lord Jesus, I ask that you do everything, Lord God, according to John 14:14, in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask that you give us every person that is praying for us today total deliverance, Lord God, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all sickness, diseases, and infirmities, afflictions, and infections, Lord God, viruses and abnormal cells, Lord God, radical cells, Lord God, organs and glands, God, muscles and ligaments and bones. I ask that you, Lord God, according to John 16:23, Lord God, Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody that I'm praying with, Lord God, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, Lord God, our houses, our cars, our jobs, our offices, our finances, our homes, Lord God, our dwellings, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that belongs to you, Lord God, I plead the blood of Jesus over it right now, Lord God. I ask you to fill each and every one of us, Lord God, with the Holy Spirit. Spirit, Lord God, bless us with your true anointing, Lord God. Heavenly Father, please, Lord God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord God, that we'll be able to, Lord God, come out victorious, Lord God. Lord, even in our trials and our tribulations, Lord God, let it reign and rule, Lord God. Let your precious blood, Lord God, permeate us, Lord God. Let everything that we do, Lord God, be according to your will, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking that you send your warring angels, your ministering angels unto us, Lord God, unto our presence, Lord God, unto our houses, our cars, our jobs, our properties, our everything, Lord God. Father God, just render us, Lord God, unto your mercy, Lord God. Lord, I ask for you to bless and prosper me, Lord God. Those people that I have been praying and interceding for, Lord God, and our families and everybody that we have prayed for today, Lord Jesus, I ask that you continue to bless and prosper each and every one of us, Lord God, according to your riches, according to your word. And in the name of Jesus, I pray to God, give you the glory, Lord God. To God be the glory with you, God. We just bless each and every one of you listeners right now, Lord God. We just tell you thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. Lord, and I ask that you decrease me, Lord God. Shape and mold my lips, Lord God, of clay. That, Lord God, you may get the increase in all that I'm doing on this night, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you just put me in a place, Lord God, that I'll be able to receive your Holy Spirit, and the anointing will be able to manifest itself unto your people, Lord God. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And again, I thank each and every one of you callers for calling in. Amen. This will be a short message. Amen. God is doing some awesome things, and I thank God for you. I thank God that if you don't have a church home, amen, that God has opened up another church door that you could be able to come in and will be able to receive what thus says the Lord. You are welcome to join us every first and third Sunday with International Prayer Center. We're located at the beautiful Cambria Suite, which is located at 141 Southwest 19th Court in Dania Beach, Florida. That is on the west side of I-95 and Sterling Road. We sit directly behind the Best Western, located again off of I-95 and Sterling Road on the west side. It is the Cambria Suites. We're located there every first and third Sunday. Please feel free to stop in and join us on those days in our worship service. Amen. We're looking forward to you. Amen. And always feel free to stop into our website and pay attention to us. Amen. And what we're doing in the kingdom. And always know that you are welcome to participate with all of our events and all of the outreach that we're doing. Amen. Feel free to join us at any time. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. As we proceed with our word, we're coming to you out of Genesis 12. Amen. We're going to start with verse 13. And I read, "Please say you are my sister, that it will be well with me for my sake, and that I may live because of you." So it was, when Abe came into Egypt, that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was beautiful. The prince of Pharaoh also saw her and commanded her to the Pharaoh. And the woman took it to the Pharaoh's house. He treated Abe well for her sake. He had sheep and oxen, male donkeys and male and female servants, female donkeys and camels. But the Lord plagued the Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai's and Abram's wife. May God add a blessing to the reader and also the listener. Amen. I'm going to come to you today and ask you, am I my sister's keeper? Amen. This word has been inspired, amen, because a lot of us are sitting up in our church homes and we're allowing a lot of things, including the word of God, to be compromised. A lot of things are going on that we sit back and we say that, well, he or she has grown and I have no place to tell them what to do. I am not the ruler over them, and or, I'll take it a step further if I may, I'm not their pastor or I'm not the leader in that house. So I have no business telling them what to do. But continue to remind yourself and ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Will the Christ sit down knowing that some things are going on and will not share with his sister and brethren where the error lies? Am I my sister's keeper? Amen? The definition for sister is a female who has one or both parents in common with another, or a woman related to another person by common ties or interests with flesh relation. But even I can just take this a little step further as we get into our word. Another definition for sister is a female who is a member of a religious order, or a religious society of a woman of a spiritual relationship. Again, I'm going to ask you, am I my sister's keeper? Abraham in Genesis 12 was thinking of himself. He was thinking of himself so much that he even asked his wife to set herself aside, and say that she is his sister. Back in this day and time, if you've done your studies, you will know in the natural, yes, Abraham and Sarah were sisters. However, back then, if you were only a half-sister, you were able to wed. So at this time, they eliminated the blood relationship between these two, and they went directly to the covenant that has been designed from Genesis 1. Amen? There was a relationship being formed as a covenant of marriage between the two of them. But Abraham was acting out of fear. There were some things going on. There are many times that we're acting out of fear that we pretend to love one another because we're afraid of the things that may be said to us in our society. We're going to cling on to things, even when we know that there are some ill things going on in the body. If I could just have my way for a moment, and feel free to just step in if you like. But if using Abraham and Sarah to define the things that are going on right here in the body of Christ, I'm going to have my way at this time. Go ahead, Holy Ghost. What is happening right now in this day and age that when we see our brethren or our sistren begin to excel in certain things, we want to play a part of it. But I beg you, Badu, at this time that you find out what is going on in that brethren's life and what is going on in that sistering life. I remember back in the day they said if you want to know what's going on with the pastor or the preacher, just look at his spouse. Amen? There are some things that are happening right here in the body, and because he or she or this preacher or this minister or this evangelist or this leader, this apostle or this pastor, they're beginning to move, they're beginning to excel, you want to cling on to them, but I need you to find out what is the lifestyle that these people before you are portraying, amen? There are some things that are going on in their lifestyle that you know that is not acceptable to the body of Christ because you feel like I am not in a place to judge them or I'm not in a place to set them straight. You go along with the program. Am I my sister's keeper? I thank God that Christ was able to set us aside, amen? I thank God that he didn't find it robbery to step down, that God didn't find it robbery to send down himself into the flesh, amen? To restore some order. There were some things even going on in God's temple, but because Christ was our keeper, he had to clean some things out. Come on, somebody. You need to know that you are your brethren's keeper, that you cannot sit idly by and know that some ill things are going on and you shouldn't say anything. No, I'm not asking you to be a judge of that person, but I'm asking you to help set some order. If I could just take this verse, amen, I'm sorry, this chapter a little step further. But the Lord plagued the Pharaohs and his house with great plagues because Sarah's Abraham's husband. And the Pharaohs called Abraham and said, "What is this that you have done to me? And why did you not tell me that she was your wife?" My Lord. There are some things that we would allow, even when we know that it's not true. Let's just be frank. It's a lie. And according to the biblical sense, that a lie is equal to a murder. Sin is sin according to our Father. So because the Pharaohs were getting ready to break a marriage covenant with this married woman, there were some things that God was getting ready to allow to happen to the Pharaoh. Come on, somebody. because you're sitting down and you know that brother so-and-so lying on their taxes to receive a healthy fine, and you know that these things are going on, guess what? God is getting you. You're opening up some things. You're allowing the enemy to come into you. Come on, somebody. Help me out. Then when you're sitting down and knowing that the preacher man is standing before you and they're having an affair with sister so-and-so, and you say, because they're adults, I'm going to stay back out of that thing. But if you know better, you do better. When you know your brother-in is out of line, it's your job to direct them. Amen? Pray to them and tell them what thus says the Lord. It's all right to be able to stand up and tell them that they're out of order. You're not judging them. You're just helping them out. Come on, somebody. It's all right to help out your brethren when they're falling short, because we all fall short of the glory. But because Abraham was acting out of fear, he was covering his own self. He wanted all of the beautification of what comes along. Because, see, back in this day, Abraham knew that if he went to the Pharaohs would not lay with Sarah unless her husband was deceased. So because Abraham knew that he would have to give up his life, that his life would be taken from him, he was fearful of this thing, so he was allowing the Pharaoh to lay with his wife. She was a beautiful creature. She had hips rolling, her waist. I could just imagine that she was a 34, 28, 34. Come on, somebody. When the Pharaoh laid eyes on her, at this time, even Abraham knew that as soon as they see you, they're going to want you. But if they want you, they're going to have to kill me, and I'm not ready to die. Come on, somebody. If I desire to walk this way, and I already know that they're giving you praises and accolades, brother so-and-so, I need you to come with me, I need you to hold my hand and walk me through this thing, because I'm afraid if I don't go with you, they're not going to give me the praises and the accolades that you receive. Come on, somebody, I'm talking about somebody on this day. They're not going to do these things, amen? God is not pleased with that. I won't serve you notice. You do not compromise the word of God. You are to stand fast in the word of God. Allow God to do some things into your life, But because, again, that Abraham was fearful of his life, he wanted to tell the people the half-truth. He wanted to tell the people that she was my sister, but also, he didn't also want to let them know that that was his wife. See, Abraham intended to deceive the Egyptians. He figured that if they knew the truth, that they would kill him to get to Sarah. Now, she would have been a desirable addition to the Pharaoh's harem because of her wealth and her beauty, her potential, for the political alliance that she could draw in. How many of you know that people say your beauty will draw? My Lord. As Sarah's brother, Abraham would have been given a place of honor. As her husband, however, his life would have been in danger, because Sarah could not enter the Pharaoh's harem unless Abraham was dead. So Abraham lost his faith in God to protect him. How many of us know that we're losing our faith in God, that God will bring us through, that we're leaning and depending on man to bring us through? Come on, somebody. We're leaning and depending on man to protect us in our finances. We're leaning and depending on man to protect us in our circumstances. We're leaning and depending on the preacher man to protect us in the church house. How many of you know that it's only God that is the true protector? I remember when Sister Bruton told me, she said, my friend, you're remembering your resources, but I need you to remember your source. That will always stay with me. Somebody needs to remember what the source is. Somebody needs to remember who the true protector is. But see, Abraham lost faith in God's protection. Even after God had promised him and told him, the half-truth. See, this was showing how the lies can compel to affect some of our sins. See, when he lied, Abraham, problems begin to multiply. But if he was just straight up, see, watch this, if I could just have my way just a little bit. See, Abraham, God had already told Abraham that I will bless your children's children. See, God didn't give it all to him. God didn't say, if you don't lie, if you just say truthful to my word. God just gave him the half-truth of that. But because Abraham did not keep his faith in God, he began to go astray, amen. He began to have fear of his own flesh coming up to subjection, These things were happening, but see, I serve you notice on this day. I thank God, amen, that I realize that God is the true protector. Man cannot protect you. Abraham thought that he was going to be able to hide behind the lie of Sarah, amen. But see, the Pharaohs were smart. These Egyptians knew that when things and circumstances was coming upon him, that it was some things not right about this situation. So he called for Abraham. He had asked Abraham, why did you lie to me? Why are you allowing these things to come across to me? See, God had sent that plague to Pharaoh's house with great plagues because Sarah was Abraham's husband. And the Pharaohs called Abraham and they said, what is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister? I may have taken her as my wife. Now, therefore, here is your wife. Take her and go away. So the Pharaohs commanded his men concerning him, and all they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. Now there comes a time where the plagues are coming into your life, and you sit and you wonder, what is happening to me? Why are these things happening to me? I remember back in Job where Christ said to Slewfoot, where did you come from? How did you get here? And Slewfoot responded to him. He said, I came and I was gone. I was away for a while. I was out into the earth. I was going to and fro seeking that in which I could devour. The enemy true plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. God's true plan is for us to have life and have it more abundantly. God's plan is for us to have this earth. He said that the meek shall inherit. This is God's plan. So are you allowing your circumstance to put fear in you? Are you allowing the things are going on around you to lie again? Are you asking your brethren or your sisters to lie for you and stand in the gap for you? If you are, number one, you're not being true to yourself. Number two, you're not being true to the friends. And number three, and ultimately, you're not being true to God. See, he knows all and he sees all. And if you feel as if you're fooling God, you've already fooled yourself. If he stated in his word that he is the beginning and the end, what is it on this green earth you feel that you can do to pull the wool over his eyes? It's not going to happen. This word is not designed, amen, to hurt you, but it is designed on this day through the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for it, to correct you. Am I my sister's keeper? Yes. Am I my brethren's keeper? Yes. How could we keep each other? We can keep each other by loving on each other. We can tell each other the truth. but we can let them know I'm telling you the truth because I love you. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm correcting you because I love you. I'm holding on to faith, knowing that God will deliver you through your circumstances because I love you. Now, if you sit down and you hold on to the in crowd, knowing that the in crowd is not simplifying and demonstrating God-like behaviors, you're out of order. You're falling right in line with them. That's called guilt by association. I often have, Brother Ship would often tell me, I thank God for who you are, Pastor, and I thank God for the honesty in you, and I thank God for him sharing that with me. That lets me know that he sees the God in me. You need to tell your sisters and your brethren how you feel about them. Give them their flowers today. Let them know where they're falling short. It's not that you're judging them. It's that you're keeping them. You're helping them to get through. Amen? Sometimes we're doing things and we believe that it is Christ-like. In actuality, it's the works of the enemy. When you're hearing certain rumors, come on, somebody, I'm getting ready to work this thing and step on a few toes, if I can just have my way. If you hear a rumor, stop it and cut that rumor at the root. You know so-and-so told me so-and-so. Oh, really? Well, let's pray about it so we don't have to tell nobody else about it. Come on, somebody. Again, I remember when Deacon King said to me, he said, you know what, Pastor, that Facebook thing, that ain't nothing but the devil at times. I said, you better do what God tells you to do. The thing that the enemy set out for you to be your destruction, turn it around, because that's what God is going to do. He's going to turn that thing around for your good. So those wicked things that are said across this cyberspace, amen, give it up to God, amen. Begin to speak that thing. Tell it, it has to move. You have the authority. Let that thing know that it doesn't have any room in your life. Turn it around for your good. Faith without work is dead, saints. People say, all I got to do is just pray, just pray, just pray, just pray, just pray, just pray. But God gave you some free will and a good mind. And if you're listening to this message today, I know that you are closed in your right mind. If you're listening to this message today, it's because you are my keeper. If you're listening to this message today, it's because you're loving on God. If you're listening to this message today, it has hit home some kind of way. We have to let this thing go. The enemy, if you don't know, has our mind. You say, no, Pastor, he doesn't have my mind. The enemy don't do this and I don't do that. But if you're sitting up on Facebook and you're commenting and you're bashing one another, guess what? The enemy has some type of part in that. If you're texting and being disrespectful to one another, guess what? The enemy has some type of part in that. If you're being disrespectful to your neighbors, guess what? The enemy has a part in that. If whenever she or he gets up to preach and you feel, I don't have time to listen to them, guess what? The enemy has his hand in that. If you know that your brother and your sister are doing wrong and you feel it in your heart, I cannot sit up under sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so when they're ministering to me, guess what? The Bible says if I have an out with my brethren or my sister, I'm to go to them. So guess what? You need to go to that person so therefore they can correct the things that are going on and you can be able to hear from God instead of running away from the word of God. Because at that very moment that you get up to leave that pew or that seat, you just may have missed it. And that word may have been just for you. So am I my brother's keeper? Yes. Am I my sister's keeper? Yes. Don't let this world fool you and say, well, they grown, they're going to do what they want to do. The devil is a liar, and he is always defeated. Whenever you feel like they too grown, You better fall on your knees and cry out to Jesus on their behalf. But you have the right to come into contact with the enemy. You have the right to serve the enemy. Notice that you will not allow the enemy to take rule over your brethren and your sister. Some of us need to get some cojones, if I can just be frank with you. They sit around and instead of me correcting you, I'm going to talk about you. Instead of me correcting you, I'm going to go along with the program. Instead of me correcting the program, I'm going to say that's just protocol. Instead of me falling in line with protocol, I'm going to say I think that's Christ-like. You better get yourselves in order, saints. It's time for us to stand up and be each other's keeper. If you know that there's a lie floating around, stop it at the root. I'm going to tell you now, the word said that light and darkness will not dwell together. Where there is light, you will not find darkness. So when the true doctrine and word of God is going forth, guess what? The enemy will flee. He will do all he can do to destroy, amen? And I can tell you right now, because I've experienced it firsthand on myself at International Prayer Center. The enemy will do all that he can to destroy. But thanks be to God that he is always victorious. God is always victorious in everything we do. And if you're putting God first and you're not standing for the shortcomings, amen, and you're able to correct those that go against the things that are not like God, amen, when they're going against the things that are like God, when you know that they're not like God and you speak against it, guess what? They got to move. The enemy will put his tail between his head and take off when God is in the presence. They can't stay, amen? The word is designed to make your crooked path straight. The word is designed to put a conflict on the inside. The word is designed to heal. The word is designed to permeate. Come on, somebody. The word is designed to save and sanctify. The word is designed to fill you up. The word is designed to look after that spirit man. The word is designed for God's people. You need to always know that when there are ill things going on around you, you need to pray about it. Ask God to guide you with it. When you are speaking on it, speak out of love, speak out of kindness, speak just as if the Christ was right there within you. We are to demonstrate those things of Christ because we are disciples. We are believers. We are Christ-like. So if we are Christ-like, we are to handle those situations the same way that Christ will, out of love, out of kindness. Kind words, the word. God said, my word will not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what it was sent out to do. He did not leave this word behind for us to compromise because we see the things that our brethren and our sistren are doing and we turn our face against it. We have our brethren living lifestyles that are not God-like. It will be out of order for us not to tell them that they're not living God-like lives. We have some of our sisters that are participating in sexual lifestyles. Uh-huh. Come on now. Let's just be real because we're all adults here. We have our sisters and our brothers participating in sexual lifestyle that is not godly. Now, are you to turn your back on those brothers and sisters? No. Are you to tell them, I don't condone your lifestyle because it's not Christ-like? This is what God says about a thing. That is your place because you're their keeper. Guess what? Somebody in their lifestyle may have never told them that they were out of line.
Somebody may have told Sister So-and-so it's okay to sleep with a married man. Somebody may have told Brother So-and-so it's okay to cover with a married woman. Somebody may have told these people these things. They may have not even known the truth. And here we're walking around with our good old nasty selves saying, well, you know what, they grown. I don't want to have nothing to say to them. I don't want to have nothing to do about it. You're out of order. You're out of order. You are your brothers and sisters' keeper. And out of fear of what the next man or next woman may say, we hold our tongue. Out of fear that we may lose our political role. Out of fear that we may lose our positions in the choir. Out of fear that we may lose our places in the pulpit. Out of fear that we may lose our place in our clique in the church. Out of fear that we may lose our places on our job. Come on, somebody. Out of fear, we compromise the word of God. When you're compromising the word of God, you're not falling in line with it. You better be careful, saint. I remember having one of my family members tell me, you always got to tell somebody something. If you just be quiet for a little while, don't say nothing. Just allow them to be. If I just sit down and allow. See, when you don't say anything or you're not trying to be a help, you're out of line. So if you want me to sit down and be quiet and allow a soul to fall short, something wrong with you. I think you better check it. If you sit down and feel like, well, it's not your business, it's not your problem, mind your own business, stay at your own front door, that's a true statement. Sweep around your own front door. But when your house clean, guess what? There's another house dirty, and you can help somebody get their house cleaned up. Don't let nobody tell you, sweep around your own door, mind your own business. Guess what? If I know that so-and-so is falling short, and I sit down and I go along with the lie, I might as well go ahead and open my mouth and lie with them because I'm just as guilty knowing what's going on. I'm helping somebody. You ain't got to tell me, but I know I'm helping somebody. It's time out, saint, for compromising the word of God. It's time out of us lying, because we're fearful of the things that might happen. It's time for us to stop lying because we're fearful that we would not belong someplace. If you are a child of God, you already have a designed place for you. Because when Christ ascended, he said, I'm going up to prepare a place. Come on now. So you have already been awarded. All you need to do is maintain. You know when the kids go to school these days, they start out with an A. All the teacher desires for you to do is maintain that A until the end of school. All Christ desires for you to do, once you come into the fruition of who he is and who you belong to and the lifestyle that you are designed to follow and the divine appointment that you will eventually keep, as long as you can just maintain right there, there's a place for you. You need to maintain, because when you get before that Father, if you got a D or F on your report card, come on, somebody, you ain't passing. You better know that life's lesson could get you somewhere. It could either get you up to the master, or it can put you down below with old Slewfoot. Because just as Abraham began to laugh, his problems began to multiply. And some of you sit back and say, I wonder why this is happening. Now, don't get me wrong. God, just like he did Job, will move the hedge of protection away and allow the enemy to have his way with you. Sometimes that could just be a test of your faith to see where you are in the body of Christ. But then again, If you're questioning yourself and say, you know what, I've been compromising the word of God, and I've been losing out on this end, and I've been losing out on that end, and for God, oh, my Lord, I don't know what's happened to me. I don't know why all these illnesses are coming up. You need to know now, see, illnesses and things of the flesh are not things of God. But now God will maintain you while you're going through those things. I thank God that when people see me, and let this be a testimony for somebody to be able to use it, amen? I thank God that as the people see me, they don't see the infirmities that come across my flesh. Because there is lupus, there is fibromyalgia, there is COPD. Yeah, you hear me correctly. There's a rheumatoid arthritis. That's what it is. But because I am a child of God, to look at me, you don't see the infirmities of this world. Amen? All you would see is the glory of God. I dare you to go ahead and challenge it. Look into the Facebook, amen, and look at what God is doing. Look, amen. Come and visit with us at International Prayer Center and look at what God is doing. Amen? I've had a stroke, but I got full use of my limbs, amen? These are the things that are designed to keep me back. But I thank God that they were designed because instead of these things being made for my bad, I was able to allow God to use those things, turn them around, and use them for my good. Come on, somebody. But I thank God that I have brethren and sisters as my keeper. Even when I couldn't turn the pages of the Bible, I had Co-Pastor Freeman sitting right there with me. She had my word open, and she was reading the word of God with me. Come on, somebody. I had Brother Schiff, come on now, bringing my Bible to me, bringing my books, bringing me my tutelage, amen, for my theological studies, because they were my people. There were some things going on in the atmosphere. God was saying, you know what? This is my child. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to use her for my kingdom. That's right, because he has some sisters and brothers as my keeper. He used them. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to be letting God use them for the betterment of the kingdom. If I have offended thee, let me tell you that I know that my job is done on this day. The word is used to convict you. The word is used to bring you in. The word is used to get your mind right for God. Come on, somebody. I thank God for having keepers around me. You better find out who's keeping you. We love to say that God is my keeper. Yeah, we know that. But who are you surrounding yourselves with? Who are you compromising yourself with? How are these things affecting you? How are these people affecting you? How are these people affecting your circumstances? Are these people living God and Christ-like lives? Are they doing that? If they're not, you need to know that, see, if you're allowing these things to happen, you're just as guilty as they are. So instead of us being guilty of these things, saints, let's get together. Let's start correcting each other. Let's start helping each other. Let's start doing these things for the betterment of the kingdom. I'm not going to get excited today because the Holy Spirit didn't move me that way. The Holy Spirit wanted me to teach some things tonight. Abraham lied. And then the leprosy, amen, the plague began to fall onto Pharaoh's kingdom. And it started. I always say attitude reflects leadership. That means it's going to start at the head and go down through the body. So because of his lies, a lot of things were lost. Now you got to be honest with yourself and say, have I lost a lot because of the things I've done? Yes. But thank God that you're still here to correct it. Thank God that Christ came to bring you back into a place where your sins are forgiven. Once you come into the understanding that through Christ, we can see the Almighty, then that's the time where you need to maintain that A that he left behind. I thank God on this day, at this 11th hour, that God is doing some great things in this world. A lot of people were feeling that the depression falling through this land was a death-stricken thing. But how many of you know that the saints began to multiply? Because when people had nothing else, they didn't. If I lost this car, don't worry, I had another car. If I lost this house, I'm not worried, I had another house. If I can't fit this outfit, no worries, I'll go buy another one. How many of you know that once all was taken away and you wasn't able to exalt anything else against God, you had nothing but the naked truth, just God, just Jesus, to run to, that's what you were going to do. So in all of this quote-unquote depression of the land, a lot of people have ran to God. But as they're still coming in, saints, a lot of them never knew who the Christ was. A lot of them never understood why the Christ came. That's where we come in. Again, if you know better, you do better. If you see brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so falling short, help your sister out. Help your brother out. Don't compromise. Don't do it. All it will lead you to is a life filled with praise. All it will lead you to is problem. All it will lead is problem on top of problem, and we don't need that in the body of Christ. We need our sisters and brothers to go forth. We need for them to be sanctified, filled. Amen? This is our goal on this night. This is what we are desiring for the people to do. I thank God for the Holy Spirit and the message on this night. I thank God for it because the message is, am I my sister's keeper? Check yourself. Find out if your neighbors are still in the water. Find out if on my job I was taking something and I shouldn't have been. You know, again, a sin is a sin. It doesn't matter how great, how small. If you're doing it just to please yourself in your flesh, or you're doing it because of fear, then you're out of order. And this is a day of repentance. This is a day that if you're still under the sound of my voice, that you're able to get it right with God. All we need to do is to meditate on him, find a quiet place, amen? And if you can, saints, if you can repeat after me, if you could just repeat these things after me. Father God, I repent unto you. Those sins that are known and unknown to me now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I know that it's through you, Lord Jesus, that I am saved. I believe in you, Lord Jesus, that you are the true way and the life. Lord God, I am giving all of myself unto you. I'm asking you to shape and mold me, Lord God. Make this potter, Lord God, you are our potter, and make us, Lord God, your clay. Mold and shape us right now, Lord God. Allow your will for us, Lord God, to be manifested, God. Allow the people around me, Lord God, to be saved and healed because they're seeing the glory of God manifested through me. Lord, we give our whole heart, body, and soul to you. Lord, if we have anything in us that is not like you, we ask that it be binded up right now. Lord God, we're asking that you loose your warring angel, Michael,
Gabriel, Ariel, and Ariel, Lord God. Loose them to fight off the battles that I can't fight, God. Because your word stated that vengeance is not ours, but it is yours. And Lord God, you said that you would open up a window and pour out a blessing that we would not even have room enough to receive. And Lord God, at this time, the blessing for us to receive is your Holy Spirit. We ask that you dwell in us, Lord God. Direct our path, Lord God. Lead us into a path of righteousness for your name's sake. Because, Lord God, we are here and we're giving you all of the sins, Lord God. We're asking you to wash us with your precious blood, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you just allow us to sprout wings, Lord God, and fly. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for allowing us this opportunity to come into your throne room and hear a word from you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for this day. In the name of Jesus, we accept you as the lover of our soul. We accept you as the ruler of our life. In Jesus' precious and holy name of Nazareth, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you for calling. I thank God for you for listening to the word of God. I thank God for you finding it not robbery to call in on this day. I thank God for international prayer center. I thank God for allowing me to stand before his people and tell his people what thus says the Lord. We know that there is no other God, and I thank God for the one that I serve. I'm just asking you, sisters and brethren, if you don't have a church home or if you desire to have more prayer, please come over to International Prayer Center. Please come and let us see your face. Again, we're at Cambria Suites at 141 Southwest 19th Court in Daniel Beach, Florida. That is on the west side of I-95 and Sterling Road, Cambria Suites Hotel. We're there every first and third Saturday of the month. If not, always sign in to blogtalkradio.com/ITCI. With interceding is what I do. And again, saints, if you would love to just drop a word to us, if you would like to sow a seed into the ministry, you can do so on our website. Or if you just wanted to find out who we are, we would love for you to just visit our website at www.int, as in Thomas, P as in Peter, R as in Robert, A, Y as in yellow, ER.com. That is www.intprayer.com. Please visit us. Let us know that you're there. Let us know that you hear us. Let us know that you care. You can drop us a line on that webpage into our guest book. Leave us a word of encouragement. Amen. Each one teach one, each one reach one. We always need a word of encouragement. But my sister and my brethren, we encourage you to go forth in the word of God. We encourage you, amen, to help your brother and your sister. We encourage you to be the keepers. God bless you. I love you. I am Pastor Priscilla McCray with Interceding is What I Do. God bless.